After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, yeah. Who's jamming up?
Yeah, yeah. Moonlight.
Hey.
This better have my money.
Y'all should know me well enough.
This better have my money.
Please don't call me on my bluff.
Yeah. Ring, 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 ring.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
After Buzz is your boy DJ Jesse Jenity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York After Show. I'm joined by my baby mama, Kanae Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
My wifey, Nicolette Sensei, don't play gamma.
Hi, we ain't having babies yet, so.
Right, not after the placenta conversation. I'm not having no child with you.
Yeah, because I'm not going to eat it.
And Stefan, I am more Fire Wallace.
Haircut on fleek, y'all check me out.
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying?
Stefan, put your hip on. Come,
all right, I'm back. I'm
cut
back.
By some kid on 83rd and Crenshaw. I don't even know if that's actually a destination.
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounds right.
It does sound accurate.
Surprise, uh-oh. Surprise, we started the episode out by Johnny Blaze singing, Counting on Her Talent. Because she ain't got no one else in the world. I'm upset.
She had to end on a good note because she was looking crazy this whole season, so.
I'm just like, why couldn't they have added her at the end? Like, I need Johnny Blaze to be a part of the Love & Hip Hop New York franchise.
And
I thought about that.
Business.
I thought about that, but it's because she's not going to return.
She's not because she did everything she could this season. She brought it. Okay, bye, girl. You done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd rather have her than Diamond.
Hold out, thought out, you know, discussed out, you know, girl. Diamond's you done. Yelled out. You're done.
maybe Johnny's going to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, she probably. Or Atlanta. She got enough booty for Atlanta. You know how they do in Atlanta. My mom said today, just on a cute side note, she said, hey, what's a thought?
Oh my gosh.
And I was rolling around on the floor like, you're so cute. And I never,
you do not
I never want to
know, Mom.
I don't need her to know anything about that world.
Well, Johnny can play the piano. So she had parents or somebody guiding her. Yeah, you just don't wake up playing instruments. So she had some
girl,
guidance.
Just go be in a band.
She lost her way.
And if she, like, focused harder, I feel like her voice was cute and it could get cuter.
Like, I could see her being like a background singer, like, you know, in like someone's band, all girl band. Like,
mm-mm.
She could totally
not
be like
all girl band. She wouldn't get along with nobody
though.
In the group.
I'm just saying, for high hopes, okay.
I mean,
and don't when people write music for others, they like sing how they feel like it should sound.
Yeah.
I think she could do that. She just don't have to be the artist.
I mean, I feel like we can move into a new generation. She's at the strip clubs working. You know what I mean? She could just be like, hey, Ray, can I sing on my set?
No.
She come out on her piano. She's like, Mr. President. All right.
I can see that.
Yandy and Mendeecees, they had their commitment ceremony. DJ Webstar. Shout out to DJ Webstar.
Yeah.
Appearances.
I this definitely is all he's got teary-eyed.
Oh, really?
DJ Webstar?
No.
It's cool. I didn't even know
I love DJ Webstar.
I was like, who's he?
Chicken Little Sue.
I mean, clearly, you can speak
so
for me.
So
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
No. Well, you guys are not from the East Coast.
So. I was in New York when that
chicken
song came
song.
Out.
I mean, he had a bunch of Webstar was like...
Yeah.
I was doing
DJ Mustard at the time.
That was DJ...
No, meaning like...
I was like, what?
he had a wave of like songs. And he was the producer. So you cried.
Yeah, I did cry.
What was the biggest like moment for you?
It was
you?
Just like they were like, so happy, and shit. Just the little boy just be loving Yandy and just be loving his whole family. Like, just be loving everyone, and he just be getting me teary eyed. I'm like,
she wrote
so
something
happy.
Super sweet too. Her, yeah, her she little, did. You know,
Harris, Miss Harris,
call
you
that?
Go
that,
girl.
That's not a vow.
It was but, like her commitment, her statement.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call, but she wrote. So it was good. Really nice.
It's called the thing. That
and
you
I'll
do
be
at the
doggone
wedding.
If Mendices didn't it's spit out. Little Mendices. Mm. They're identical.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's ridiculous.
Twinning. Chrissy and Chinx. Chinx brought his OJ gloves for this meeting. Oh, Chrissy geez, was dressed honey. Boss chick.
Oh, yeah. She was not playing. She was serving, honey. You better serve, bitch. And you better tell your man what it is. Or your ex-man, okay?
You selfish.
Chrissy got that photo shoot done.
Chinx, you don't know Chinx. You don't know Chinx. I hate you. Making promises. You know I wanted a baby with you. And you never gonna get a divorce, Chinx. You ain't never gonna get a divorce.
And I can only imagine the shit that,
you that
your wife
went through.
I can't even think about it. God, Chinx, I can't.
Oh, that was in English. Nope. I don't even know what that last one was.
note to all the women out there, if you're dating a man who says he's gonna divorce his wife and it's been going on for 2 years... He's probably not going to divorce his wife.
How about this? If you're dating a man who says he's probably going to divorce his wife, right then, leave him alone. Yeah. He's married. Right. He's still married.
Yeah. What's it? Don't open your legs to married men.
I mean, there is the thing that they can be separated because true. Sometimes people don't want to do divorces, you know what I'm saying? Because it'd be expensive, you know what I'm saying?
No. Marriage, divorces ain't that expensive. Check what
Chinx
got.
Depending on the situation.
Well, they do sometimes take a lot.
I don't know if they really have much going on for
I mean, he probably don't have enough. That's why he worried, because she gonna take all his money. He
well, the kids,
no
the kids. They could be battling over the kids or something like that.
Chinx ain't battling over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him.
He's like, you ain't gonna be killing me anytime. He don't want to divorce out here.
You
can
put me in no apartment that
he
I...
He don't want to divorce.
Tell me what
guys, they're only married for end of the year purposes.
So. Right.
Okay? It's cheaper on all of them. Taxes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with this situation, do we really think Chrissy gonna walk away from him?
Yes.
She done.
She ain't playing.
You was the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with.
Yo, even you doing Chrissy is like beating my eardrums
up. I felt her pain.
I just love Chrissy. But I love Chrissy and Chinx together. Like, that's the spinoff I'm looking for.
Oh. Totally.
I'm checking for that spinoff. Seriously. Bitch, put it on WeTV,
oh
VH1,
God.
Oxygen.
Please.
Fuck it. Put it on FX. I'll watch it.
I mean, I really would watch that, too.
As a matter of fact, Mr. World Premiere, like, if you just want to pick up Chrissy and Chinx, I fuck with it.
He is too good for a spinoff.
Yeah.
But he would just be the man. But the main...
What's
person
his name?
Of the show would be Chrissy, yeah. Obviously, but Chinx would just be like, they'd just be fighting all the time, like, Chinx, you not like this photo, like, you know, I
Chrissy.
Mean, but you know, she ain't playing, because she back with her chihuahua, you know, yeah. So, you know it's
looking
a wrap.
Weird. The chihuahua.
Okay. I think Chrissy could pick up something, though. She's going to be fine.
I think
fine.
She could.
She's going to be okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see the Chrissy spinoff, unless she goes on Mob Wives.
She would make a good Mob Wife,
I would love her.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what
to
do.
What to do? They'd be like...
She would be like... The bitch looked like a fucking clown. But you know Renee's always up on Chrissy's motherfucking ass. Like, I'm not gonna fucking deal with this bitch no more.
You're really good at the accents tonight.
I mean, I'm from New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Peter Guns vulturing this poor little kid in the studio. Like, you know, I'm loving hip-hop. And, you know, I had this really big hit back in the day. Your mom probably knows about it. Ask her.
No, I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you. Any excuse to play it again.
Did you hear that part?
I mean, I'm mad he...
Uptown,
like,
baby!
I'm mad he played a record that, like, was all about the Love and Hip-Hop show. Like, something about getting a Mina bag and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, like...
What was the kid's name? Money Mike's or something.
Mark.
Money Mark.
Yeah.
And you know Peter just gave him that name right there. Oh, man, you smell like money. Kid probably got him like, you don't even know
his
what that
name
smells
was,
like.
His name was Jerron.
His name's Jerron.
Money Mark.
No,
so I'm mad at how he just dismissed him, though, if you noticed. He asked him a question. He was like, yeah, so something, something. And Mark was like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I'm trying to...
Okay.
She was like,
oh, Tara came in, no. And it was over.
Money Mark should have been running out of the studio. I'm not going to be in the studio right. with
Tara
Peter
walked
Bones,
in, he was like, yo, this Tara.
He was one of the boys from...
Nothing you got to offer, Peter.
He was one of the boys from the talk with the Min
DCs. In the park, in the park.
Side note, the mentor program. Side note, but it's still relevant. I was watching Wildin' Out, and someone really made a joke about Corey Gunn's feet, or Peter Gunn's feet. And I was like, oh my God, people really be checking for his feet. Like, they really disgusting. Be like, you know, like the smell and stuff like that. They were talking about how like smelly his feet be looking. And
probably smell like dead skin cells.
Yeah, but they like really brought up his feet on the show. And I was like, I thought we were the only people. Oh, no. Like, no, people really be feeling it.
It's a.
It's a known
phenomenon.
They should have a horror movie about his scene, okay?
So Tara shows up and she asks a favor of Peter. Honey.
Girl, why?
Why? Like, you don't know other people. You could have went to Yandy and been like, hey, could I get Jim Jones or somebody, like, credible involved?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Hey, actually, what's DJ Mustard doing?
What's his name?
Webstar doing?
She's still holding on to him. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be together, so let's work together.
Well, when he was talking about the marriage thing, it was just kind of like, she was like, well, you know, you have to do what you want. Is that really what you want, Peter? Is that really... what you want.
I just cannot believe she's really talking to him.
You know, she...
But in her one-on-ones, like, I'm done. I have moved on. Like, I'm over this.
But she knows that's how she gets him.
For you to be checking for Peter Gunn. The Pickens gotta be
at least she's saying that, though. At least she's saying that and moving on. So go ahead, girl.
I don't think she's moving on. I think that's how she's going to dangle that carrot, and she's going to get him back. It's just... It's going to go around and around in circles.
But she's not being fully honest with herself, because at least Amina's saying, for now.
Yeah.
No, I really don't think Amina is done.
I think Amina's more done than Tara.
Yeah, I think Amina is done. Tara is still checking for Peter Gunn. If she was with him for 10 years, I wouldn't even have let him get the digits. I'd be like, no, you're not getting my phone number. Like, you're not getting my number. You can't live with me.
He's like,
you
what?
Can't come over. He the type that try to move in first week.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to just stay here so comfortable and cozy here. He had his little book bag full of clothes and dirty underwear of your house. Peter is that dude. Get out.
His ringtone is that Uptown Baby, so you can remind him.
When his phone is turned on. But it's like from the 90s. It's like... So, all right, her first client is this group called EXO, and, you know, Peter's so good. I always believed in your music. I mean, this motherfucker's dick was like... Powder Puff bitches up in this bitch. Peter was so excited when she was like, will you produce something for them? I mean, you know.
You saw his face? Anything for you.
I mean, you know. I'll get back in the studio for that.
Yeah, just be calm down. Just calm down.
He's going to move back in. He's going to ask to move back in next week. Like, can I move back in, please?
Listen,
I have nowhere to stay. He has nowhere to live.
He won't say that, though.
He has nowhere to live, guys.
He'll say, I've been working so hard on your album, you know. I'm so tired. Can I just crash
over your place?
Anything for you, Tara. Anything.
He's going to be sleeping in his studio.
I was like, whoever studio he was letting him use that studio, he should just pull up a little, like, aerobag.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure he does. Like, at this point, I feel like
custodial
he lives in a studio.
Like,
Peter is sleeping out of a Care Bear sleeping bag.
I feel like,
bag.
At least out of everything he's invested in, I'm sure he's invested in, like, a studio space that's his. I mean, I'd hope so.
He don't have no money for that.
No, I'm just saying, after all these years, it's probably the same studio after all these
Honey,
years.
No, he's going to record EXO's album off damn baby Corey's little...
Ping, ping, ping.
It ain't even a cat. It's Play School.
Oh, Lord.
It's a Fisher Price joint.
Fisher Price. All right, so Peter meets up with his homeboy, Hussein, whose beard was painted, honey.
Yeah, he had the Beijing painted on extra thick.
Yeah, the ditty. She brings up Oren and talks about, you know, that he's going to be Amina's manager. He's like, yo, you know, I tried calling you, but, like, you didn't pick up your phone. And so Peter's sitting over here acting like he's upset, but he knows he needs to pop the question because that's going to change everything.
He just needs somewhere to live. I'm telling you, all this is motivated by homelessness. He has nowhere to go. He has nowhere else to go, guys.
I love him making statements. He makes so many really bold statements that should be like what you would want to hear from a real man about his woman. He's like, you know, I'm not going to let him manage my wife. That's,
he
you
can
know.
Say them.
But is she your wife?
Legally, yes.
Legally, yes. But does he even feel that way, you know? I'm not going to let him manage my wife. Like, he's taking...
No, he doesn't. Didn't want to meet until somebody else wants her.
Yeah. Of course.
And he said, what kind of man will let his wife work with her ex? You were living with Tara the whole time y'all were married, sir.
You were at Sandals.
You went on a vacation. Why your wife was in labor, young man. Sit down.
Placenta everywhere.
He did say, well, you know, I'm just going to have to eat it, though, so...
Well, my thing is...
I didn't know what he meant. Peter, what do you need to do?
I'm tired of carrying a sleeping bag around. Can I crash
Can
on your
I
floor?
Eat it and get back in to the house?
So he decides, he asks Mona if they could take a weekend getaway.
yes, Mona.
Amina decides to go on this romantic getaway. But she decides to go on the getaway because she thinks it's a good idea for them to go away so that she can break up with him.
That just means she wants to just go and be like, oh, and then do it. Like, I don't know. That's just like an excuse.
Well, sometimes
I get like where she's trying to go. And it's like, girl, I mean.
So you think she wanted to bone, but I mean, also she just, cut ties?
She just wanted.
It's a weekend getaway.
Sometimes a man won't listen. You got to let him take you somewhere. And then when you finally get there, you got to tell him he ain't getting no butt. Now, sometimes you just got to tell him you're not getting no butt.
You got to lift him up to drop him?
Yeah, like you're not getting no jaws. I'm sorry, I don't want to be with you anymore. Oren is my new dude.
Peter says, I need to man up. You know, I was a pig to you, but I love you. And, you know, I just realized that I don't need to walk out on another woman and child. Now, is this about Amina or is this about you? Because to me, what this sounds like is like, yo, this is the 32nd woman. Like, I have walked out on.
Right. Right.
I can't get to that 33.
Mm. I mean,
he has like 12 children. So, yeah. I mean.
Six baby moms.
He a late bloomer. Like, you just now know that you need to stick around? You're 47, Peter.
No, he said this before every time.
Yeah.
It's just a new... This is, I just can't he just rewinds the record and just bring it back. You know, play again.
Amina tells Peter about Oren. Peter calls him a snake, a clown. I just feel weird you working with your ex.
You were staying at
man in the mirror.
Baby mama's house.
Not the man in the mirror.
Peter.
Peter pulls this ring out of his pocket in the most unromantic wedding proposal.
Wait, it's in here. No, it's in here. Wait.
There was like dust particles on it, like, you know, the pocket dust.
He blows it, the cubic zirconia falls on.
Right. Don't take this in the shower, baby. This is the one you got to take off before you bathe. But I promise.
You can resize it if you just bend it like this.
The squishy back.
Amina says,
tape, "You put the tape on the back.
Tape on the back.
Put the tape on the back.
I really did that one time with my ring. I really put tape on and I wore it. I really like the ring.
It wasn't given to you by like your husband.
Probably not. But I'm just saying, that's not a cute look. Like, hey guys, the tape's like there. I don't know why I ever did that, but my style back in the day, honey.
Here you go, Nicole.
Thanks.
Amina says, no, not for now.
She said she's going to stay on her ground. I'm feeling like Amina's getting there.
She ain't playing. She's like, I got me a beautiful daughter. My music about to pop. Bye.
And Dark Chocolate is back up in them jaws.
Honey.
What?
Yes, he is.
Dark Chocolate, honey. Can't go wrong with no dark chocolate.
Honey, call him Coffee May.
She's been messing with them light skins, breaking her heart.
In my coffee.
Honey, she got some folks.
Everybody, Amina Days breaks her heart.
I got it with Kruger.
Everybody. Amina just be getting dogged out. Some women just... be getting dogged out. Amina looked like one of those women. Yeah. She's a cute little mommy. She didn't have no baby weight. She was pushing a little stroller, a little boots on. She looks cute.
She
be getting dogged out, guys.
Yeah,
right. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, she's not the sharpest pencil in the box, so you can't help it. You like, you almost feel like this was really cool initially. Now I'm looking at some other.
I mean, I feel like
studio.
She just really ain't trying to jump in no beds with nobody. Like, I feel like she really just trying to focus on her music.
Stop.
No, I agree with that. I don't think Amina out here.
She ain't out here thotting.
I didn't say she out here, but Oren is her ex.
I bet she was thotting before.
Safe, that's
getting
comfortable.
Okay, Oren has probably Oren's definitely licked the poon on. Like, come on.
No, he's getting the draws.
Yeah.
Because when think about it. she hadn't completely bounced back from Peter. So on those nights when she's like, I just don't understand why this is my life. And then she nestled up in the door. He's getting the draws.
I mean, girl, yeah. I ain't mad at you.
How can he do that to me?
I
would never do that to you.
Exactly.
He playing those keynotes on her side.
Some right-hand layup.
Playing chopstick.
Easy. Easy.
But then you really sitting there fucking her with Panky on fucking the back on her back.
Oh my god, I can't. I just can't.
Oh, the Panky, Mrs. Panky. What? Peter Panky.
That's Peter's last name.
Peter's last name.
And she has a tattoo on her side.
His name is Panky.
Yeah, and it's like Mrs. Panky is tattooed.
Right under the cassia.
She gonna have to change it to Hanky Panky.
And look like a complete idiot.
She could put Corey above it, and it could be Corey Panky. Which, isn't it like a...
That's his son.
Wait,
dude.
Isn't it a tramp stamp, though?
No, it's like here or here.
No, right here is the piano.
I think it's like right here. It's like behind her hip or by her
By her kidneys?
Somewhere. Ridiculous.
It's real sexy.
I love your kidney tattoo. Oh,
that would hurt.
I wanted to cover my appendix. Go. Princess Paris. Shout out to Princess Paris for getting Kid Capri.
Yeah.
Kid Capri.
That was serious. And it was actually a cute song. I bobbed my head, shrugged my shoulders.
Yeah, Princess was in there.
I could hear her like in bars.
Someone's mixtape somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lost in translation. Rich shows up. Paris was like, well, look who want to show up. I paid for the studio. I got Kid Capri. I did all that. I feel Paris, though.
Yep. I mean, because Rich is like, what are you saying? You are making no sense. If you wanted to work with her, you would have at least shown her something that you could have done. Like, you're over here talking in circles. Like, you don't know what you're doing.
If we do this, I need to know you're in it. Bitch, she's here. She bring
I need
you.
To know if you're in it, sir.
You met me at the studio. If we do what you talking about.
And by in it, you mean pussy?
Right.
Yeah. Do you mean pussy? Because you only work with the people you fucking.
Okay. Yeah.
She was right.
You don't even work with
too.
Diamond.
She's
and
like,
you see Diamond more than you see me.
No, she was right. He deserved it. Rich, stop with the games, Rich.
Right.
Just
like,
stop,
Rich,
man.
What are you talking about? Like, that's another artist I lost. Oh, well. Yeah, because I ain't doing shit. Okay.
Right. Where was her little blinged out watch?
She didn't watch
she
nothing.
Right.
Rich is used to running like this mind game at all these chicks. Like, does he even sign male artists?
No, I don't think so.
Right. He don't even sign male artists.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
So Paris just happens to be.
Paris
happens to use her brain. You know?
He's a con artist just to get pussy. And, given these contracts, like, all right, if you're not giving up the pussy, I'm not going to do anything for you.
I bet you only get a Timex.
He sell that hope.
Except for Sin, you know, but they've been through some shit. So.
Yeah. He was like, I at least owe this bitch.
Right. All the shit I put her through.
Princess Rich, they're talking. But then they start talking in third person. And it got really kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, but, you know, Rich don't work with people. Dollars don't work with people. Well, Paris don't feel like.
Just pull the plug,
just
girl.
Just cut the chase, girl.
And finally,
she said, I feel like we should part ways. Nice not working with you.
Yeah, because it did not work nothing out. Like, Paris was doing her thing, so salute to you, girl.
Like, Sin got a song.
Right. Damn, right. Sin.
She did. That's true.
Damn.
That's true.
Sorry.
He played you.
All right, Diamond and Daryl Strawberry.
We've been waiting on you, Mr. Strawberry. Reverend. They're
talking about Cisco. And he said, well, first of all, why did you reach out to me? And she said, well, Mona said if I wanted to be on the show.
I had to get you on for at least one episode.
Do you think you can get your dad? Do you think you can't? You think
okay,
he'll
you can stay another 3 hours.
Okay, okay. Did he call you back?
Dad,
did he call
dad you have definitely. To be on this. You have to be on this, Dad. Please, please. But girl, I don't want to be on no Love and Hip Hop. Please,
now.
I'm gonna get kicked off if you don't.
But low key, Daryl probably would have showed up every episode. Like Daryl still got a little hood rat in him. He probably would have been on every
preaches
week.
Of Orlando.
That'd be real cute.
She could. That would be great for her. Then she could be on the Preacher's Daughter. Mm-hmm. Find a new show for her.
Right.
Diamond says she wants to support herself and my Lisa. Well, if you want to do that, you should probably be around your daughter.
So that's a start. At the end, you know.
Yeah. Well, she brings her around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you should probably get a job. I don't know if that's...
I was just
going
to say, how is she planning to do this on her own? And New York is expensive. You better take that help from Dad.
Correct.
She's like, yes, taking help from Dad.
But low-key, Dad said, it's time. Like, the thing I'm going to talk to you about when the cameras go off is... This is it.
He's saying that just because he's going to take care of his baby. He's just saying that because it make him look like a more responsible parent. So he says, look, I'm not going to say you're stupid, but you do stupid stuff. No, Daryl, if you were, my father would have been like, Jesse, you're fucking retarded.
You
what
can't
are
send it
you
to
doing?
A girl, though.
What?
They'll crush him.
Yeah, you can't, daddy as issues. A father, to say
she's 26 years old.
If they still that have daddy hurts. Issues. Yeah, no, yeah. No, you can't say that
she
to your dad.
Girl.
Daddy issues go all the way into your 40s.
You gotta say, no, as a man, you have to finesse it differently.
I've heard your dad look at you and be like, are you stupid?
Okay, he said, are you stupid? Or he'll be like, you're a hot mess. Or like, Nicolette, I can't with you. Like,
okay, but that's what I feel like he needed to say to his daughter. Like, girl, you look crazy. Like, I love you. You're my daughter, but you're looking crazy.
Yeah.
Your daughter's halfway across the country.
Well, it just depends how your relationship is with your father. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Me and my father be really letting each other have it, okay?
And we don't know how they are. Or how often they see them.
They probably don't talk all the time, you know? Like, it's different if you talk to your father all the time. You guys can say those things because you won't get butthurt about it. You know what I mean?
Because also, if you think about it, if he wasn't really there in her life, she's that probably ain't even a conversation for her to be around my Lisa.
Yeah,
so, that's sad. I don't know, you just never know.
Plus, how many we don't even know how many kids Mr. Strawberry has,
right? I mean,
and I'm sure he has more than one,
because she has a sister and that has another jewel, like Sapphire or something,
really.
So at least there's more children.
Teddy Riley situation,
he has more, probably. Yeah.
Diamond and Cisco. Diamond goes to meet up with Cisco and asks him, what did I do wrong? Now, I just want to acknowledge some positives here.
Yeah.
There was one positive. I really thought Diamond was going to go crazy at one point in this conversation.
Sure.
And she kept her cool.
She did a big
baby steps. Because I thought when he said that they were living together, I was like, oh, Cisco.
Well, Diamond and Cisco, that's the facts. She did good. She did very good.
I mean, but she took that deep breath, honey.
She can't lose her mind if the dude's talking about, you came to make amends. So make amends.
And he was having sex with you in the car. You need to be mad about that.
No, she's not.
She more mad about him living with old girl than you are getting banged out in the back of a Honda.
She gets banged out in the back of Olive Garden. Like,
sure, it was.
She'd be here.
What's pizza had to go? And she was in.
I'm done.
No matter what happens in a relationship, which this is really wild, no matter how bad it gets.
Panda Express bathrooms. No,
like you would really find a Blockbuster.
This
and be
is
like,
all again.
Sorry.
No matter what happens in a relationship, a guy can do all kinds of stuff, right? And a girl can get mad at him, but eventually she will always ask herself, what did I do wrong?
Nah, I don't be asking myself that. You ask yourself that until you get about 27, 28, and after that,
sometimes I'll be like, maybe it's my attitude, but then I'm like, nah, they made me have an attitude. Like, no, F that. You like, ask, ain't nothing wrong with me.
All girls ask, what did I
when
do wrong?
When you're young, but when you're older, you're not like,
Diamond?
I would never 26, be in a position to be like, 26. What did I do wrong? Oh, hell to the no. Those are insecure girls, okay?
Well, you say, what did I do wrong to drive him away, to make him cheat?
No.
Was I not enough?
Okay, I'll take it back. You
was
say
I
what I do wrong with it with an actual amazing guy with a Cisco. You ain't asking shit. I'm nothing.
But she's
like, this is not a stand up situation.
I would totally ask Idris Elba what I did wrong. Right. I'd be like, Idris, please just tell me what I did wrong, and I can change. Cisco,
but listen now, in Diamond's delusion, she feels like that's the type of relationship she's in.
No, no, sure. she just wanted to know, like, what is it that you really wanted out of the situation?
Girl,
I think it was a legit question.
Is rewind and watch this whole season, and then girl, that's
and throw up.
Check.
Have a little doggy bag to throw up in, just looking at yourself.
He said, "I didn't love you. I had love for you, but I wasn't in love with you." And then he says that he was living with his ex while they were together. And then Diamond says, look, I don't want bad blood. And that's only because at the reunion, he's going to find out that Rich fucked her in a bathroom. And, like, what is that going to even look like? Like, your ex-girl fucking your best friend in a bathroom. Like, first of all, like, and you can't even look at it on some unclassy shit because you fucking her in a car, but
the thing is, he's gonna find out when they talk about Rich Dollars, because you know they're gonna put a whole clip together, like, seeing him pop in
of all the bitches
pop in the bathroom with Johnny, and then pop in the bathroom with Diamond, like, Ew!
I feel worse for her dad. Because you were at the table with your dad talking about, yeah, Dad, I need to make better choices. And Daryl watched you get knocked down on national TV in the bathroom.
By Rich Dallas Unlimited.
It's the bathroom. It don't matter
he
who
literally
it is.
Has an unlimited penis. It don't matter who it's probably it is. Nasty as fuck.
It's the bathroom.
Limited. Bite size.
At the restaurant.
Unlimited, which means he will go for any type of pussy.
At the Chipotle.
She at the damn Pinkberry bathroom. Pinkberry just trying to get yogurt. Just trying to get some yogurt.
Excuse me. I've actually seen that. I've walked in on
at the Pinkberry?
At Pinkberry.
At a gas station.
Wait, what?
That is terrible.
Driving to Vegas, we pulled over. Everybody's like, oh, I gotta pee, you know. And you jump out. I ran in, and the door was unlocked.
They're getting it in.
I would rather have sex in. Just out in the open.
And I was like, oh.
Instead of having sex in a gym.
Yeah, like, I've seen a heroin needle in a gas station bathroom before. Like, I'm actually more afraid of that.
Huh? You should
I'm more
be.
Afraid of that.
Yeah. Right.
Like, imagine sitting your ass down. You just sitting there getting fucked up and all that, and you just heroin right now.
Oh, my God.
You're like, what?
Oh, my God.
Imagine.
So like, oh, my God. That's so scary.
That's where it would be.
Oh, my God. That's so intense.
This couple ran out, though. So they ran out the bathroom. But all they? Yeah. Well, no, they were, like, fixing their clothes and stuff. And they ran to
the
car.
Were they an attractive couple?
I don't even use the bathrooms. The gas station. Because,
you know,
the girl was sloppy.
Bathrooms and gas
stations.
She was a nothing. She was a nothing.
But my thing is, who fucks an airplane?
I've never.
That's not.
Okay, because first of all, that's impossible. Okay.
No, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. People do it. It's like a club.
Totally. Okay, that club is for the own airplane. There's no way. I've really thought about it when I'm in an airplane. I'm like, there's no way.
Everyone can hear. Whoever that back row
all,
is, like, Rich Dolls and Diamond going to be up there
the
like.
Stewardess are going to see you walking to the bathroom together, and they're going to be like, and mind you, that airplane.
And we all doing this when you come out.
Walk of shame. Like,
because you got to walk down that aisle. We all
are even going to have sex in a bathroom in an airplane. It's so damn small. It's just like.
There's nothing cute about it.
I don't even use the
blankets
on
there.
I'm not going to get nothing in
there. And I'm surely not buying no headphones.
You're not buying no headphones.
Those headphones don't even have, like, cushions on them. It's like, here you go, like.
Right to your bare ear.
Like, I'd rather just.
They probably got condoms on the plane, too, though. You know what I mean?
You know, flight attendants get it in, though.
Really?
Not on the plane.
In the hotels, okay?
I mean, you know what, though? I always thought about it. Chrissy need to be a flight attendant because she could pimp out bitches in different countries, in different states, countries.
Okay, girl, you going to Dubai this weekend. Okay. And a girl
you start out on the little podunk cities like going to Milwaukee and Du Bois.
Chesapeake.
You don't go to the nice places first. Yeah, you go to Chesapeake or Newport News, Virginia.
Yeah. Like, that's why they be letting the pilot knock them down. They be like, can't nobody else in this city. You want
to
do something?
So from one girl to the next, Cisco says, you know, the one love of my life is the real mother of my babies, Tasha. And so he goes to Tasha, see Tasha, and Tasha's swoop is looking like a rake.
She had the Aaliyah.
It looked like the jail cell from Chicago.
I mean, gosh. I was just like holding my breath the whole time because I'm like, oh, I just really want that thing to move. And I was like holding my breath, and then all of a sudden when she went, I was like, oh, her forehead is free, girl. Your forehead is free.
It was just like, chilling, though.
Honey, like, I was like waiting for her to just take that breath so it could just.
Caught in the tarantula was under there because when she cried, she just lifted that one lash like. That girl, you didn't even touch your tear.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Poor Tasha.
She said, you can't make this right. I'm not clearing your conscience. What do you want? You want blood? And I was like, oh, wait, is this going to turn into a suicide thing?
Yeah, I was like, he looks like a...
No, really, I'm really...
Like
with I'm really serious. Like, who says that?
Himself.
You want blood? Like,
that's like in a movie.
He would cut himself.
He would look like he would cut himself. Would cut
if
himself,
you cut yourself, was like, look!
I'd be
like,
oh, totally, like, he would do that. Looking like Uncle Fester when he put the suit on in Addams Family Part 2. I was like, why you look like Uncle Fester?
No, can we talk about he really, like, had no skin stash, and then in that other one, he really looked like he painted with a permanent marker. It was two-tone.
It was. He heard us.
It was a fade. He had a fade on the mustache.
He's been using that Crest toothpaste, and it bleached out his stash.
I cannot.
So he says, what do you want? You want blood? She says, you don't get to run shit no more. And then she throws a glass.
She turns up.
He threw a can. He didn't know what to do with that can. He was like,
I'm throwing something. I gotta...
do something. Flip the couch.
And then, but he flipped it very calmly. He was just kind of like, just turned it.
I didn't realize how big he was until they stood up against each other. I'm like, oh, shit, girl. You can't do shit to him, girl. Yeah, oh, girl. Okay.
They were like, Cisco, your producers were nervous. Break anything.
They were.
House.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, you're not going to do anything crazy outside, right?
Like, what is he going to do?
What's he going to do? Rip his sweater off?
Keep her mic on. Wait, where was he in Atlanta? He wasn't doing anything in Atlanta.
Nope.
No, he was going to go outside and get some fresh air. He was going to go get a nice
smoke a
Marlboro. And go back inside. He wasn't doing nothing.
But even when she hit him, she kind of held back a little bit. Because
Oh, but they could roll over into Atlanta if he, because she going to take him back.
No, the way she got turned up, I could see them being something on Atlanta. Imagine him versus Scrappy on some shit.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Well, Scrappy's but their down relationship off. Ain't good enough.
No, because we
it
don't
ain't
care.
Strong enough. Yeah,
they won't be. Neither of them will be back next.
She was the third option. Yeah. He's like, after all this time, I realized who I really love. After the first two girls said that they didn't want anything else to do with me, I knew I loved you.
I cannot.
I knew because you were. That was. So I looked through my list, and there was no other names on there.
Poor
what's
Tasha.
Yours?
Poor Tasha.
So please take me back.
I realize I'm never going to get a pretty girl.
That's no. But I will say this: he was right when he told her, "Don't use my kids as a pawn." That I will agree with, because you can't. Yes, you're mad at him, and yes, he dogs you out. You picked him. You decided to have a baby with him, but you can't use a man's kids against him. You can't. That's not right.
Big butts, and I cannot lie. However, if the situation is you telling me that, you know, you're going to show up to pick up Billy and Mandy and you making them wait and not showing up and you doing things that pisses her off, too.
But they haven't talked nothing about that.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
She has never said, you have never been there for the kids. It's always, you have never been there for me, okay?
She loves you.
But if he ain't there
kids.
For her, is he there for the kids?
I mean, you got to give him a chance. They're
not even in the same city.
He didn't look like... Yeah, you know, that's my thing. If you were really about your kids, you'd be in the same city as your kids.
Right. Because you could
he's a producer.
But she moved away from him.
Okay.
So it's like, if his life is there, she moved away from him to
get
his attention.
His hostel is there. He has property there.
I don't even care. I don't even care. This is exhausting. They got to figure it out.
So, Prince, let's go. So we did we get the reunion next week. So we did a roundabout of everybody other than Johnny. But Princess P, she won't lose.
Go ahead, girl. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Mm-hmm.
Diamond was taking Instagram pics with Mylisa.
Poor Mylisa.
She's cute.
She is so cute. I was like, okay, Mylisa.
I love how everybody gets a photo shoot. That's so cool.
They all were like, that's going to be my last scene. I want to have a photo shoot.
So people think I'm doing something.
Yeah.
This is me, a new woman.
Like, Chrissy's just posing with her dog, like, oh, it's going to be cute for our frames inside the house. Like,
Chrissy was like, I'm going to do another booty mag where it was for, like, fucking paws and claws.
I was just so mad at her outfit.
Another booty mag. Honey. I don't want to see Chrissy.
I was like, girl, we already seen the Jean and Boots. Like, right. You could have switched up the outfit.
With the J-Lo
bag. Like, I know you was feeling yourself, but you could have changed it.
Good for her self-esteem.
Cisco's bettering himself.
Well,
good for you.
That's what he said.
With his kids,
yeah.
It's cool.
Rich's 79 gold is a hit. Can't lose with Sin. And then he's still creeping around girls. Like, he just looked like the creepy old uncle who's like...
Oh my gosh, like, I mean, he's artist. So creepy. He's
what? What? You sing? You sing? Yeah, yeah, girl. Oh,
you know, I'm a producer.
Voice.
You seen that show, Loving Hip Hop?
If he ever walked into a room
Stevie
that I'm
hands.
At, I would That's be so diabolic. Scared. Stevie. Like, I would feel all his energy just weirding me the heck out. Like, if he ever walked into a room and he was in the same room as me, I'd be like...
Well, he's dating what's her name? I'm so right. He's out here. Is he out here? Monice? Isn't that what they
Are
said?
Are they still dating?
That's what people... He's still,
oh, by the way, for everyone who got upset last week because we care about Cisco's feelings, he dated Jennifer Williams from Basketball Wives, apparently.
Oh, they had a date. Oh my gosh, I remember she'd be like, you know, me and Cisco.
But did you have you seen Eric
was
Williams,
it a date?
Though?
Yeah.
Have
Who?
You seen
Jennifer?
Eric Williams?
Have you seen his mouthpiece?
Anybody
his
is in a way from Eric Williams.
His grill piece is
like,
the worst.
Eric, did y'all
I don't watch
Eric
any of the Basketball Wives.
I do.
He had the lump on his head.
Girl, how can you forget Eric Williams, girl?
Yeah.
You know, I don't be watching that show ever.
Not even when Eric Williams was on?
Girl, no.
Oh, my God.
And he talk like he's all that.
No, he used to drag girls on Twitter.
Oh,
he's really?
Talking like dragging chicks.
Eric Williams, right?
He's ugly, no doubt. But he talks His mouth game?
He literally talks smack.
You think he killing these
he act like it.
Yes, he does.
Have you seen Eric Wood?
No, I'm not.
Wait till we get out of here.
I'm going to pull up on my phone. So, Sin, she was apparently with Randy.
Who?
That's that dude, right? Randy? I mean, that was his name?
I really couldn't, girl.
More power to
little
her.
Girl, he should have stayed behind the scenes, okay?
Yeah, he you know, but sorry, more power to her.
Let's Sin have her moment. Right, Erica's got a wedding dress off on.
I just could not. And then off. I could not.
You're right. It's immediately off.
She's trying to be the best mother and wife.
Oh, girl, go ahead. All right.
Like, if that's going to work, are you really about to put this up?
I'm showing Eric Williams. Well, I'm going to have it waiting in queue when we get out of here so you can see it.
Hey, how many? Never mind.
Yeah.
Tara is strong and independent, and she's raising men, not boys.
Good see, Peter, look at me, Peter. I can accomplish something. You should be back with us. We make a good team.
I'll raise you too.
Because I've been doing it for the last 13 years. I'm the only one who's had an income in 13 years.
She better not get back with Peter.
She gonna get back with Peter for sure.
But she, yeah. I just hope she doesn't.
For sure.
It's such a waste.
Yeah.
Such a nice young
Peter's.
Man.
His priority is being the best father.
And the girls are like, bye. They dropped off the kids. They're like, bye.
At Color Me Mine, like, have fun. We'll be back in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Because we know you won't track minded, okay?
And Mona's not picking up the tab on this, so meet us on the back. The production panel. Thank you guys. All right, so then we get Yandy. She gave birth to Skylar.
That was just so intense.
I just wasn't ready for, like, Yandy. Not- like,
show the whole thing.
No, Yandy's face was just like...
I mean, we get that it was a beautiful moment, but it could have been the beautiful moment after she was born, and they were just like,
Skylar.
She was like, Omarion, and that heifer got a fucking pool in their bedroom.
They did. That was a cute moment. They got a whole damn 10 minutes of birthing. Right.
They were like, Skylar gonna be
I mean,
seen.
It looked a lot more pretty.
I like seeing Mendici's. He was
right with the hug me.
Yeah, he was like,
kiss my contractions.
Not for them. Bath water and that
uterus
water.
Like, oh wait, now I'm thinking about it. How did they get that dirty ass pool up the bedroom?
I don't know.
I don't know. Either.
Get a bucket and throw water.
Why
in
are you even thinking about that?
Because you know there's a stain left from that.
Oh, goodbye.
All I know is again, rude. What about Johnny Blaze? Next week we get the reunion, and it looks like the reunion gonna be Johnny Blaze versus Diamond again.
Because Erica isn't there.
Erica wasn't there.
That was she was like in an outside room. She didn't want to be
Erica's
on stage.
Like,
with
I'm too good for them now.
Do you know
I'm
who
a
my
wife.
Husband is?
Okay.
Shad Moss, aka Bow Wow.
You know I'm
aka. You know I'm Erica Moss. All right. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
One more thing. I bet you Erica's going to come out with a book that's like how you can be a thought and turn into a wife.
Thought to wife.
You can follow me at Since I Don't Play.
Shout out to my mama, and maybe she can read that book and find out what a thought is.
Mom.
A wife's past thought.
She's like, what's a thought?
Until like, next week. Same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.